CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Early voting began Tuesday in Georgia, and plenty of folks couldn't wait to get to the polls.
More than 328,000. That is how many people, election officials say, turned out to vote early in person on the first day of early voting here in Georgia. Those numbers shattering records. At this polling location, they just keep coming. The line starting here about an hour before this location even opened.
ABC's Rachel Scott outside a polling place in Atlanta. Staying in Georgia, a judge has blocked a new rule that would require ballots to be hand counted after polls close on Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris today to make a case for putting the country ahead of party, standing at the site where Washington crossed the Delaware during the Revolutionary War. Former President Trump saying his tariff plan would not raise prices for American consumers, telling the Economic Club of Chicago Tuesday that he's right and economists as well as the Wall Street Journal are wrong about that. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on Election Day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area Public School District presented its 2024-25 budget to the Board of Education at a special meeting Monday night. Chief Financial Officer Angie Roble.
Like I mentioned, we're a balanced budget. We've balanced the budget this year, $311.4 million.
There will be a public hearing on the budget on October 28th at 5:30. The school board will then vote on the budget and the mill rates following that public hearing. Meanwhile, Kimberly Area School District will have a new superintendent in 2025-26. After 32 years, Superintendent Robert Mayfield will retire. July 1st is his last day. Assistant Superintendent Holly Prast will take his place. Prast has been the assistant superintendent for 11 years. The Kimberly Area School District announced Prast as the successor in a news release this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 56 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, we'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow sunny, 63 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in the studio for a dance-off, bro. Plus, my congresswoman, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor here. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Melcourt, Bay Area Realty folks. If you're looking to buy a house, if you're looking to list your house, give them a call anywhere in Northeast Wisconsin. Ben and Deanna Melcourt, Bay Area Realty. They are absolutely awesome people to work with. Joining us right now, another awesome person, Brian Eich. I'm sure everybody knows his story one way or another. And Brian Eich, of course, a war veteran from Afghanistan, amputee, amazing documentary about you and your sons. And we're going to talk about your fishing exploits and what you're doing with kids these days, which is phenomenal, and you on a personal level. But one thing I want to talk a little bit first is your fundraiser for a very special nonprofit project that you have in honor of your son. Can you talk a little bit about that, Brian?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Brian. It's good
Thanks
to see you.
Thanks for having me again, you guys.
And this is Brian. Okay, so he's wearing a T-shirt that says, I ran with scissors. And At first, I'm like, did you lose an eye? He goes, no, when people ask, how did I lose my leg? I just point to my shirt. I ran with scissors. I love it.
I didn't eat my vegetables.
All those things.
Like yeah.
Or is it, do you ever hear the song, Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken? It's about the guy who came home from Vietnam in that way, and the stewardess like, were you afraid? He's like, no, I'm Superman, but I couldn't find my phone booth in time. Or something. It's like, guys, I always make jokes of things like that, which is cool.
Humor, but, humor's therapy.
But talk about your son's project, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Joey.
You know, I think my biggest fear is are two things. I never want to replace my son or forget my son. So to try and keep his memory alive, I started the Joey Eich Biggest Heart Award.
And Joey, of course, lost his life in a car.
Joey was killed in 2015. He was riding his bike to his buddy's house, and an elderly man ran him over, and he was brain dead, so we had to take him off life support. But we started two awards now, one in Sandy Creek, New York, where Joey wrestled.
Right.
So every year we
That's when you were stationed there?
Yep. I was stationed at Fort Drum,
yep,
Fort Drum, New York. So I bought a house in Sandy Creek when I retired.
Okay.
And he wrestled there, so the school named a wrestling tournament, which is held on Super Bowl Sunday every year.
Awesome.
And what I do is, and I pay for it out of my pocket until the fund gets...
Sure.
What do they call it?
Solvent?
No, like it pays for itself where
I can never pronounce that word.
Yes. Perpetuity.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That thing. Thanks,
Thank
Earl
you.
Cummings. he taught me that word.
Nice.
But... right now, I give $250 in personalized wrestling gear to the kid that most
exemplifies
Joey. And there's three things. Number one being they cannot have a winning record because Joey was 3-33 the year he was killed.
Wow.
But he would be the first one on the side of the mat cheering his buddies on, and he was an amazing team player.
That's phenomenal.
So, yeah, the award, you know, it's like, I don't believe in participation trophies.
Right.
But there's always the kid out there that's busting his butt and trying his hardest and just doesn't win.
I'm a firm believer, and I've said this, I've spoke at schools and I've told this.
I said, I've covered a million sporting events in my life, okay? I would like, and everybody said, oh, this kid's all state, or he's all whatever, great guy to hire. I want to see that kid that's maybe the last guy on the bench, but shows up for every practice, gets his butt kicked every day, doesn't get his name in the headlines, doesn't show up in a box score, but on Monday, he's back there once doesn't again. Quit. I want to hire that kid instead of the star player.
So when I moved to Luxembourg, you know, under the premise, if you can't beat them, join them, because they got an amazing wrestling program, and I was
incredible
giving a blessing child, Jackson.
Yeah.
So Jackson's 7 and wrestles for Luxembourg. But Joe Delabrew approached me and said, hey, you know, what do you think about replicating that award? So, yeah, Joey's name is going to be on a plaque in the Luxembourg wrestling room, and we do an annual award for $250.
That's fantastic. Luxembourg, that's absolutely fantastic.
So they've wrapped their arms around us as well. So
good for you.
Love
wonderful.
Them.
Wonderful.
That's awesome to recognize. John, you said the same thing, but so many times it's all-star, all-state,
right,
all this, all that. And
God bless them. They work their butts off.
They do.
To
they
get
deserve
no
it.
Question, but yeah,
there's awards for them is what I'm
right.
saying. They deserve everything they get. And, so I went to school at Norbert's, and we have a scholarship that we give, and it's to the B student that does a lot of extracurricular activities. Because the A students, I mean, they get plenty of stuff, but like, and you talk about honoring your son, I was like, not that I need to be honored, but that's more like me. Like, I was not a great student, but I did a lot of extracurricular stuff, you know, student life and campus ministry.
And you wrestled?
Yep.
Well, you did.
Not in college. But anyway, I think that's really cool what you're doing, that you saw, you know, that you're honoring someone that is trying just as hard. He just happens not maybe be at the top of the game. So, yeah, it's cool. I think that's great.
It's awesome.
Now let's talk fishing.
Yes.
You're the head coach of the Luxembourg Casco bass fishing team.
Yeah.
Tell me about national championships that you've won now. And what you're doing with these kids. And I just think that's a phenomenal. I was telling Jim, I was the worst track athlete in American history when I was a freshman in high school. But you had to be in it if you wanted to play football. And I was terrible. And I told Jim, I said, I used to dread all day long practice because it was just running. And I can't imagine. I got to go to practice this afternoon. Fishing practice. I can't imagine how much fun that would be. I got to go to fishing practice.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm going to work on my cast. I'm going to work on my underhand flip.
Oh,
I'm going to work at all these things.
Yeah, sorry, I can't come to work today. My arm was in a cast.
Exactly. Oh. Too many casts.
In 2019, 2 years after we moved here, 2018, actually, Joe and Teresa Strand, they used to own ProTech Autobody.
Yep.
I took their son out fishing, Ryan, and they said, oh, he's only ever caught a 2-pound bass. And we went up to a terrible lake. You should never fish there, called Kangaroo Lake.
Can't even get in there anymore, can you?
Yeah, you can.
I'm just trying to. I'm trying to protect
protect your fishing hole
from a guy. When I was growing up, I was not allowed to say. I was not allowed to utter the name of the actual streams we fished in.
Nice.
We had nicknames for them. We never mentioned the name of the actual. So this is what I come from. So I'm just trying to protect your fishing hole.
Thank you for that.
He's respecting you on that.
Exactly.
So that's why when you can't get in there anymore, you said, yeah, you can't. It's too bad.
No,
it's kind of close.
Very shallow.
Nobody goes there anymore.
Too shallow.
Yeah. They do have some restrictions on that lake as far as your motor and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all sand. But he ended up catching a 4.7-pound smallmouth. And you want to see a kid's eyes light up and just focus the snot out of this kid. And then, that was probably the icing on the cake. Teresa Strand says, she voluntold me, you're starting a fishing team. And she's our treasurer. So Jesse Jurabic, who's an amazing man, and Joe Vincent from Luxembourg. They are both my other two coaches, along with Matt Bino.
Awesome.
I started the fishing team, but those four make it run. But we got 20 kids on the team. 2 years ago, we won the state championship and made it to nationals. Went down to Hartwell, South Carolina. It cost us a lot of money, but thanks to some awesome parents and some companies, we didn't have to pay for anything out of our pockets. And then, we didn't do so well in nationals, but
there's some pretty good bass fishermen in the deep south.
Oh, it's huge in the south.
I can imagine.
And it's such
I used to watch those shows.
It's such a fledgling thing up here. Like, you know, Wisconsin sent 2 teams to nationals. Kentucky sent 50. Tennessee sent 100.
Oh my god!
Like, it was crazy. I'm like, best of the best, my butt.
Oh my god!
Wow!
Wow!
You know, but look, you're just getting started. What did you say, 4 years you've been doing this?
6 years.
Six years. I just want to give you a lot of credit. I was saying that before you came on the air that for you to do this, just the opportunity you're giving these kids, because if their parents didn't fish, they probably didn't fish, you know? I mean, my dad wasn't a big fisher hunter, but,
right.
You know, had we had that, I want to just, I think that's great to expose kids to things that they don't see in their house, you know? And I think that there's a lot of things like that, you know, mm-hmm. But schools, when I was in school, I'm a little bit older than you, but we only had maybe six or seven things we could choose from that we could join. And there's more than the skill or learning about chess or German or band or sports. I mean, you're learning something, but it's really the team interaction, respect for each other, you know, kind of what is leadership? How does leadership really, really look? What does it look like? You know, and
I'm probably not the best example.
I don't know.
I cuss a lot. I dip.
Well,
and you fish. Oh, gee. You're the only guy I know that does that.
But you also went to nationals. So, but I just think kids need to see that, and I would like to see more of these types of things in schools, you know, like this fishing here at East High School, which is, you know, some of these kids just didn't grow up on the water, and we got that sailing thing that the school doesn't do. They endorse it, and like you said, maybe Luxembourg doesn't fund it, but they do. It's an opportunity for them to talk about when they're signing up for school, right?
They do a very good job of disseminating any information.
And that's what you need.
Sign up sheets.
Right.
You know, I have a box. If any mail comes, I can go in there.
Right.
You know, coach. So we're recognized.
Awesome. You would look like you're part of the curriculum.
Absolutely.
Even though maybe you would like some more funding or a little bit more support. The fact that they welcomed you to be part of the team, I think, is...
Well, and you know something else? I can think back even to my high school days. Like, they got the great trap and skeet team at Luxembourg Castro, some of the other ones to run.
That's a good
I remember
one.
Covering like the state tournament or something a few years back out at the Brown County Sportsman's Club out there. But anyway, it's like in my class, okay, we only had football, baseball, or didn't even have baseball, football, wrestling, basketball, track. That was tennis, maybe, I guess.
Did you have golf?
I guess. I don't remember anybody. I don't remember a golf team, though. I mean, our seasons are so short up there in the UP.
Brown County had a good golf team.
But maybe they did. But what I'm saying
it was limited.
But
is what
I can name about seven friends of mine that I grew up with that loved to hunt and fish more than anything in the world. They would have loved those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been all the time.
Totally involved in something like that.
People are like, what? You're a high school what?
Yeah.
Fishing coach.
And the cool thing about the state, you know, if we do a tournament, you got to do a permit. And a permit usually costs $50. But in the state of Wisconsin, if 50% of your membership or more is under the age of 18. It's free.
Waived? That's nice.
See, now that's cool.
But it's not those waived. You still got to get it, but it's free.
You're right.
But those are the little things that they add up. And I just want to, one of the things I want to underscore about this is kids who are in extracurricular activities do better. It's like, oh, no, they can't do it because it's taken away from their homework. That's really not true. I mean, that discipline, that teamwork, that enthusiasm makes them do better academically.
Right.
And that's what I was told. I mean, and I think that's really important. And for you to offer that, there might be a kid that may have done nothing without you.
And that's
really cool.
And on the team, we got such a broad spectrum. You know, I got a state qualifier wrestler and I got a computer nerd.
Perfect. Right.
You know, it's love like it. Every spectrum. And when they're on the boat fishing, they're having a ball.
They're all equal. Awesome. That's phenomenal. Love it, Brian. Brian Eich. We got to talk more about this. We're doing the great things with taking kids fishing and the fishing team and your own national championships. And I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Awesome.
You're not bad.
Just another day.
We'll be back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. We are here with... There's so many outstanding people we bring on our show. And this Brian Ish has done so much military-wise. What are you laughing?
Just well, if people knew what we were just doing during the break, tell people what we were just doing during the
break. You tell them I'm not.
Go ahead.
That's why I took the mic.
He was rubbing my stump.
Okay, that's weird.
You show me his stump. It looks great because you had new surgeries done on it.
Yeah.
Hey, I've dealt with so many amputees. It's not even. I remember one time we used to have him in the, Ted Thompson used to give me the box. And there's this one Marine that I wanted Ted to meet. He's from Texas originally and whatever. And he goes, hey. I go, Ted, hi, son, how you? And it's real narrow down there. You know how it is, Jim, with the last seats and the thing. You got to walk sideways.
Right, kinda. Right.
And he goes, Ted, I'd get up and shake your hand. Be great to me. But my legs are way over there in the corner. You want to grab them? Oh, just grab one. I can get to you.
Looks like a horror movie if he was trying to go get him himself.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is these guys are so non. It's like, whatever. Here we go.
Everybody asked me how tall I am. I said I'm 5'6", but I lean a little to the left.
I got to tell you something funny about that. I had a good friend who was a prisoner of war for 5 years in Vietnam. And there was this guy that had been this big time college football. He's a tight end. He's been like 6'3" or whatever. Well, I'm going to be interviewing him. And both of his legs were broken when he bailed out. And the Vietnamese didn't do anything for him. I mean, they just put him in a cell, chained him there, and it sounds gross, but I'll be honest with you, it was so infected. But the maggots got in there and cleaned it out. They cleaned out all the bad tissue. The maggots did. But when he was released, they saved his leg, but he had to get prosthetics because they were so bad. So he comes back to the union. Now he's 5'10", and they gave him so much crap because he used to be 6'2".
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys, you guys are brutal to each other.
Mike Kane from Berlin, he's a double amputee, got blowed up.
Okay.
He's 4 inches taller than he was before he got blown up.
Oh, taller? Okay.
Yeah, he went 4 inches taller.
But when I did the amputee softball tournament this year, one of my great friends, Josh Wege, I go to him, I said, you grew. He goes, hell yeah, I got some new prosthetics. And it's like, he's like, I'm 3 inches taller than I used to be.
And I watched him play when I first moved back
Josh?
Here. And he broke both his prosthetics in the game I was watching. You could just saw him snap.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, he's just such an animal.
What an amazing athlete he is. Just incredible. But one of his jobs now is he's almost like a test pilot for prosthetics. And it's amazing how fast these guys can run in their prosthetics.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But they did say, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's cheating. He's using a blade. It takes 80% more energy to run with a blade.
Anybody that says I'd like to take a baseball bat and...
takes that much more energy.
Take
than,
a kneecap. Really?
Wow.
Than you two-legged freaks.
Unbelievable.
So besides all that, I want to get back to what you're, I mean, you're so community-minded, but what you're doing for these kids.
Brian Eich is our special guest, bass fishing coach at Luxembourg Casco.
And he started this, if we call it an organization, a group where you get to 20 kids can sign up for this and really learn bass fishing or learning fishing and working together. And what an opportunity for some kids that maybe were a little bit lost or wanted to try something different. Do they have to have any experience before they take your course?
Nope, zero experience. We try and teach, you know, every meeting I like to have a guest speaker come talk to them. You know, we had Edwin Evers come speak one of our first couple of years. You know, he's
big
Bassmaster Classic champion. Right. And then we get, you know, local fishermen to come talk. The Real Shot came and talk. The president of Wisco Bass. But we teach them knots and tubes. And, you know, every year I try to say, hey, we need to fix this or we need to try and teach them a little more. But the cool thing is when you put an experienced angler, because there's two kids on every boat when we do our little derbies. We do four or five internal little derbies.
So they don't have to run the boat, do they?
They can't.
They can't. Okay. No.
So we usually put an experienced angler with a beginner angler. And you'll see them help each other and they learn and they watch. But so you bring that up about running the boat. So my rule in the club is they got to have boater safety to be able to operate the trolling motor.
Sure.
But they only an adult boat captain. So they have to have an adult boat captain in charge of the boat with 300,000 liability insurance.
Wow.
And they got to wear their life jacket anytime the big motor's going.
Those are life skills. I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, you should wear your life jacket. And I think kids should take that. I mean, it's $10 for that boating license, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
So, I don't.
Is it more?
I don't even remember. It might be up to 40, but does it matter?
You
have to. It's an insurance deduction.
Would you teach me how to run a boat? I want to get a boat.
Stay to the right.
And put it back here on the water. Would you teach me next summer?
You want to ride in my boat? It only does 80.
Hey, I'll tell you something. You want to know what? I'll tell you a story I did one time where it's like, whoo! Where it's just like, I did a largemouth bass fishing tournament one time covering for TV. And I had the camera up, and then they start. It's like, that's like a speedboat race.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
Yeah, those boats.
I mean, you should watch bass boat crashes. Like, just Google it.
Well, that thing went from 0 to 60 in like about 4 seconds. It was and it was just like, and you're sitting back. What's up with that?
Why do you got to get there? So, you know, why you got to go so fast? I got to get to my fishing spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had that bass tournament here a few times with Cabela's and Bass Pro, and I went out with some of the fishermen. It's unbelievable how fast
absolutely
they go, and they just it you know what 6 o'clock in the morning is when they sound the horn, and that's just that's crazy.
Yeah.
Or 6:30. Hey, I just want to throttle back on that. The $10 is for the pontoon boat license. It's not for your boat. Okay.
Well, thanks for clearing that up because Brian was wondering about that.
Well, he said he looked at me like, "What are you crazy?"
I know, but he's thinking about buying a pontoon boat. Yeah,
With a grill and a cooler.
Yeah.
You know when you pull up your GPS and it says, you know, estimated time of arrival 8 o'clock. You know that's a competition for every bass boat, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to beat that time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know. So you having fun?
Yeah.
Good.
I am. I mean. You know, the fishing team is like, oh, it's great what you're doing for the kids. That's therapy for me.
I was going to say the same. That's what I'm getting at. Because you laid it out there in your documentary, Father Soldier Son.
Yep.
Have you seen it, Jim?
No.
You've got to watch it.
Yes,
but I'm just going to be honest with you, and I'm not lying. I'm not trying to sound melodramatic. You'll cry your eyes out. I did.
Yeah, I hear it's really, we've talked about
there's
that.
There's a lot of laundry out there.
I cried. But you bared your soul in that thing.
Yeah.
So people can see what a arduous time it's been from then, from getting your leg taken off in not in Afghanistan, but when you decided to get it taken off, and to now, you could have gone a lot of different ways, and you didn't.
And I think that's, you know, there's a big message here in what you're doing for kids and giving them life skills.
And for wounded veterans.
But what you're doing in that, like, there's life after.
Oh, there's a lot of things
tragedy
that saved me from going into
and
the
and you've
darkness
had a tough life, and you've made the best of it.
I can name 9, 10 right now names who didn't, who went into darkness.
Can't. Got to keep going
just
up.
Being honest with you. Brian Ice, you're awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's so great having you here. I'm honored to be a friend of yours, and that's no lie.
I'm having fun.
I'm so.
Love it.
Just what you're doing for kids and for wounded veterans and for veterans in general. Thanks for being you.
Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, right, Brent.
Taking me fishing next year?
Absolutely.
Promise?
Yeah. Promise.
All right. Charge him.
We'll be back. Kerry Kramer from the Young Family Zoo.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six Wisconsin poultry farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor suddenly closed last week. Farmers who need help can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center. People are concerned about the ways artificial intelligence can be misused. Joe Dooley is a policy manager for Google. He told the Wisconsin Legislative Task Force yesterday that protections are probably already covered by existing data privacy laws.
If it's illegal for any other company or technology mechanism to do it, it's probably also illegal for AI to do, you know, to cause the same harm.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs to AI, and investing in more research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 9 to 5 Wisconsin and the Main Street Alliance are hosting a 30th State Senate District Candidate Forum tonight at 6 o'clock at Hinterland Brewery in Ashwaubenon. Jamie Wall, the Democratic candidate, is confirmed to attend. Republican Jim Rafter has been invited but has not responded. If performing the national anthem at a sporting event's on your bucket list, the Wisconsin Herd is looking for you. The Herd's holding auditions for singers to perform the national anthem at home games for the 2024-25 season in the Oshkosh Arena. Steve Brandis, team president for the Wisconsin Herd.
We're looking for anyone and everyone that has the pipes to really belt out or share the national anthem on the big stage in front of our crowd. And
auditions are from 1 until 2 p.m. Sunday, October 20th. See our story at wgbw.fm for a link to register and rules for auditioning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Allie Redhorse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Ferrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 56 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, we'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow sunny, 63 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 33.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Jeff Clemens, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan group. We're going to talk about how to take the money back out of politics and restore power to the people.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here. Very special thanks to Brian Eich with a fantastic thing he's doing with his Luxembourg Casco bass fishing tournament for high school kids. I just think that's phenomenal. And I want to donate to his cause for Joey, his son, for the awards they give. I think what a great idea.
Isn't that nice?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We got two new guests walking in the studio here. We got, is it Louie or Peter? See you, Brian. Thank you, buddy.
Take care, Brian.
And Carrie, thanks for filling in for me.
This is, we have a great guest. We've had a lot of guests over the last year and a half, but this one's very, very cool. We've never had this guest. You know that?
No, I don't think he's.
We haven't.
He's never been here. What's his name again, Carrie?
Joey.
Joey. Oh, it is Joey. Hi, Joey. How are you doing, buddy? Joey is about 12 pounds? How much
10
is Joey?
10 pounds.
10 pounds. 10 pounds. And Joey is eating some smelt here.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about Joey, Carrie, from the DeYoung Family Zoo in Wallace, Michigan, which is my favorite place, like, in the entire world.
So Joey is an African penguin.
An African penguin?
Yep, he's an African.
Can I hold Joey?
He's eating his breakfast here right now.
Because I just want to, actually, can you hold him? I'm not good at holding animals. Because I just want to, for the people looking in, Joey is a little baby penguin.
Is he a little baby?
No, he's about 6 years old.
Right. Oh,
so
really?
He's fully grown, yep.
Oh, he's fully grown, okay.
He's a black-footed penguin. They're from South Africa, so he's actually a warm-weather penguin.
Okay.
So he likes it warm. He is also known as the jackass penguin.
Ah, okay.
And that is because they make a honking song sound similar to a donkey.
Really? Right. I did not. Did you know there were penguins in Africa?
You know what? I didn't.
They're the only penguins.
And you've been to Africa.
I have.
And you didn't know there were penguins
there.
Did
not.
How does that make you feel?
Did the safari, did the mountain climbing, but I didn't see any penguins. I didn't know that. South Africa, though.
In the deserts or what?
South Africa on the coast.
Yeah, a little water down there.
On the coast.
A lot of water down there.
Wow. And they are an endangered species.
They're endangered species. Okay.
Yes.
Actually, could you make fair? Could you put Joey up here even so you can talk into the mic more?
Gladly sit up there as long as he gets it.
Come on, Joey. Sit up here, buddy. If you're watching on the thing, we've got a penguin sitting right here on my desk.
So there are only roughly
still talking to the mic if you can.
There we go. We'll move that.
There you
up
go.
Here.
Thank you.
There's roughly about 10,000 pairs left.
Oh wow! In the world.
In
civilization.
And
wow.
So they are endangered.
Isn't he eating a little too fast? Isn't he going to get indigestion?
He's putting them down. He's like me at a smelt fry back in the day.
That's what reminds
me. Wow.
40 to 80 smelt a day he eats.
40 to 80 smelt. Do you guys go smelting?
No, we thankfully have Rurlo's fishery up by us, and they do all the hard work.
I will say this.
Bring him over here.
What, him?
No, bring him over here. I'm
bringing him
on smelt.
All right, Jim wants to
get him. No, I just want to get him to see the rest of the. We're going
to
get you on TV here, buddy.
Oh, he's slobbering on you.
No, over here.
He's. Oh, don't let him fall off. Don't let him fall off.
No, whoa.
Okay, it's a little slippery for him. There we go. All right. Okay.
There you go.
All right. So, Carrie, now you guys are closed for the season for regular customers, right?
Actually, we have an event this weekend at the zoo.
Yep. We want to talk about that. So, this is a really fun one, isn't it?
Yes. This is our flashlight safari.
Oh, awesome.
So we do this Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
And there's going to be a full harvest moon this weekend.
Wow.
So the wolves are going to be ready to impress. They're going to be howling at the moon, and you can come howl with the wolves.
Wow.
So we do three tours a night. The booth opens at 5. Our first tour is at 5:30. The next one is at 6:30. The last one is at 7:30. These are zookeeper guided tours with Bud and I. We take you around the zoo. Oh, don't be a tease.
Okay.
Talking to me?
we guide the whole group around the zoo. Buddy and I tell unique stories that we don't share during our other programs throughout the year.
Phenomenal.
The animals get fed, and they act a little different at night than they do during the summertime when we feed them.
Well, most of them are nocturnal, aren't they?
So there's going to it's an interesting show they put on. There will be a lot of sounds, and we have everyone bring their flashlight and help us because we have those big natural habitats. They're half acre to an acre, and we search the habitats for the animals. and the
my,
animals.
You met
on
my
the
granddaughters.
Show. Yes.
How much would they enjoy this?
They would love this. Wow. The kids really get into this one, getting to walk around at night and hear all the animal sounds.
My granddaughters still can't believe they held an alligator in their hands.
Yeah, we have a sweet little alligator that is part of our ambassador animal program. And so during our off season from the zoo, we have a whole new facility called Critter Connections where our animal ambassadors live. And you can book private encounter programs there. They're VIP, so it's just your group, a zookeeper, and no one else. And you get to meet all the ambassador animals. We do one-on-one. There's hands-on opportunities to pet and feed the animals. We have sloths. We have otters, capybaras. Everyone gets to meet Joey the penguin. So there's a lot of animals at the Critter Connections facility that you can get up close and personal with all throughout the wintertime.
Well, and that's the whole thing. I mean, we were there. I mean, what else did you bring out? It wasn't a baby wolf, was it, that they petted?
Yeah, we have wolf puppies. They're big now. But now if you book an encounter, you get to meet our jackal puppy. And her name is Hazel. She's a blackback jackal from Africa. They're absolutely stunning. And you'll get a chance to pet and meet her if you visit Critter Connections.
I'm sorry. That's the only thing that has ever scared me at your place were the jackals. Or was it the hyenas? Which one was it?
I think it's the hyenas.
The hyenas.
Those are the best animals there. They're my favorite animals at the zoo.
You ever been in a hyena pen?
No.
You don't want to?
Just...
they just look at you like, if I want to, I'm taking you down.
The fins on this penguin, those are like fins.
Yep, so their little fins or flippers are used when they swim through the water, and they do collapse down at their side to make them aerodynamic through the water when they're diving in. The feet are used to guide them, and they mostly paddle with the feet when they're getting closer to getting out of the water, but they can't fly.
But it looks like...
They
it looks like wings.
On them. Yep.
Yeah, it looks like wings, but when you feel them, it's like that's like fin. Do you feel that, Johnny?
But they have very dense
leather.
Feathers
it does.
On there.
Yeah. Do you where do you keep them inside then? Because they
so
they have to have
in the
warm...
summertime, Joey has an outdoor habitat with a pool, and he mostly likes to just follow people around. He goes everywhere with us.
Okay.
In the wintertime, he does have an indoor area with a pool as well.
Oh, he's got it made.
So he's pretty picky.
You know what?
He gets to decide if he wants to go outside or not. And if it's cloudy, he wants to stay in and hang out in his room.
The only living thing that's ever had it more cushy at home is you, Jim. When you're growing up.
he has
inside,
lots of servants, Joey.
Focus on the duck. Or the
so what else is going on? Tell us some more about the night type thing. That just sounds so great.
Yeah, so the Flashlight Safari is this Friday and Saturday only.
Okay.
So it starts at 5. So
do you need reservations?
You can pre-buy tickets on our website or on our Facebook page, but you don't need to pre-buy. We usually have leftover tickets at the gate.
Okay. Now, when you guys bring kids around, things the thing that I love is that, you know, you can go to – I've been to other zoos with my grandkids or kids before. And, you know, you got the zoo guy – you know, well, this is the native habitat of, and you guys are just so opposite of that. You know what I mean? It's like you're just down to earth with the way you're talking about these animals and about their little idiosyncrasies or their. The thing I love you guys do is you talk about how they all have their own personalities. All animals don't have the same personality, and all the penguins here might not have the same personality, but you guys bring that out with the kids. I think they love that aspect of it.
Well, the difference between our park and your standard zoo is this is our backyard.
Yeah.
We live on site, and the animals are our family. So we spend every day, all day with them. And so we learn the different things about them, and they learn things about us, and we spend all of our time taking care of them. So they have their own housekeeper. They have their own chef. They've got free health care. These guys are pretty set up. They're pretty happy. They've got natural habitats. And then we take care of them and all every need they have. So
that's
phenomenal. We spend a lot of time. We're very hands-on with our animals. So we do treat them like family. And it shows in the way the animals interact with the people.
All your animals. I mean, it's not, yeah, you really do a great job up there. How many of these do you have? And will they breed? Will you get your own?
So currently, Joey is our only penguin. He lost his mate, unfortunately, at another zoo, and so we took him in. So they do mate for life. So penguins in the wild live about 10 to 15 years. Under human care, it can get up towards 20.
Oh, good.
But they'll find a mate, and they'll be together for a decade. And so he has lost his mate. So now he is here with us, and we are working with another Michigan zoo, and we'll be getting
single
him.
And mingle?
Right.
We're hoping to be able to get him, if not a female,
doing?
Another right. bachelor male to hang out with.
Take you out for
you
some
schmelt? Why? You don't want another bachelor male. Don't you
well,
want to
it's
breed?
Very hard to find females because most females under human care are paired up rather quickly. So, and at his age, it would be to get a young female, it would take quite a while for it to even be.
Well, it depends
how
much money he's got.
Those guys
attract younger people, right?
How you doing?
Yeah, he looks like he's got.
Joey's gonna do okay.
Joey's gonna give him a little bling.
Exactly.
They'll come over.
Joey's pretty spoiled.
Hey, I don't know about you. I got an indoor pool. I got an outdoor pool. What about you?
And a chef.
Hey, you can't believe
my own personal chef. So
I got so much.
We're talking about the.
You can't believe it.
The panda bears are coming back, right? The Chinese,
yes.
But they're clipping us, what, $1 million a year to rent them?
That's how it's always been. Yep. So no U.S. zoo has ever owned a panda.
Right.
Yep. It's $1 million rental a year to have the pandas at your facility. But you have to give your hats off to them. They've done a wonderful breeding program. They've really saved the penguin by doing these types of programs and by bringing them over here to get people in America interested in supporting the foundation and the rescue of the
panda.
You
know what I was amazed at when I was here with that turtle? Tell Jim, you're not going to believe this, Jim. Tell Jim how old that turtle is going to be, how long it's going to live.
So we have an Aldabra tortoise.
Yeah.
And his name is Roomba.
Yeah.
He lives in our sloth room during the winter, and he goes outside during the summer, but he basically cleans up after everybody.
Yeah.
So that's our little Roomba. He is 4 years old now, but he's going to live over 150 years.
Wow.
And they are the second largest tortoise in the world. So the Galapagos is the largest. They're the second.
And you could feed them, but...
And he loves to get booty scratches.
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't realize tortoises can feel at every part of their shell when you touch them. So if you rub the top of your fingernail, it's kind of a dull sensation. They're the same way with their shell, but they can feel it touching. He loves to get baths. We have a little brush for him. And if you start giving him a little booty rub, he will dance and shake his butt for you.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, right.
I really do.
Tell him, say, look, here's $10. You know, put it in the bank, and then when you have grandkids, in 140 years, they'll be millionaires. You don't have to do anything. Just watch the money. Wow, that is amazing. I mean, that's very cool. And this little thing's only going to live, would you say, 20 years maybe?
Yes.
Well, so, that's not bad, was it?
Around 20 years under
human. We got to get him a mate, though. I mean.
We are working
on
it.
Yeah, we got to hook him up.
Do we have a fundraiser going or something to get some?
Let's get one going.
All right.
What's that one? Con, you're probably on that. What's that one dating service type thing on the internet?
There's Tinder.
Tinder, that's it.
Yeah.
Tinder.
So we need Tinder for penguins.
Yes, Tinder for penguins.
Oh, I was thinking, okay, yeah.
I knew Con would know. He's on that thing all the time.
Come on, Con, let's focus. We got another 14 minutes.
Is there anything
here.
You guys don't have that you really want animal wise?
So when it comes to our facility, we're kind of a hybrid. We started off as a rescue rehab facility,
right.
And we're
which is still very passionate. Passion of yours,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So the animals kind of tend to find us.
Okay.
And so we step in, we take surplus from other facilities. If a facility, a zoo or sanctuary is shut down, we take animals in from them. We do work internationally with other zoos.
Wow.
And we are part of a few different conservation and breeding programs. So for us, it's trying to find the animals that either ours need a mate or a companion or ones that need a home.
Did you get rid of all your big alligators or are they still there?
No, we still have the big alligators,
okay.
And then we have the young one that's just a year old that if you come out, you can actually pet and meet him.
I told you the first time I ever went there, and I go to use their, I said, can I use your men's room? I went, sure, and I'm doing my taking my leak, and there's the alligator sitting there in the bathtub looking at me. Remember that, Gary?
I think he's full. I don't think he wants anymore.
He's probably done. Yeah, if he ate, that's his whole breakfast in that bin. So
that was a lot. That was a lot for a little guy like
we'll take
you.
A little
How
break.
Much does he weigh? 10 pounds?
He weighs 10 pounds.
Right okay. Now. And he's not going to get bigger. He's locked
nope.
in here?
So average six to eight right now. He's
okay, we just got to find him a mate.
He's six years old.
We got to work on this. How much will it cost to get him a mate? About?
About 15,000.
15?
Oh,
I was going to say 10.
Okay. All right then.
So start a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Wow.
Could he still have babies, or is he too old?
Yes. Okay. And the males incubate the eggs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Hey, that little kangaroo you brought in was really fun that day, too.
Wait, I don't get that. They have the babies?
No, the females lay the eggs, usually one to two eggs,
right.
And then the males will actually stand and incubate the babies.
Okay, wow.
So they'll watch over the eggs?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, yeah. So the females do all the work of, they build a nest, and because they're in Africa, they actually build their nest out of guano, so other bird poop.
Oh.
Yeah, and they'll build a nest. They'll lay 1 to 2 eggs. This only happens about once a year.
Okay.
And he will incubate the egg, and the female will go off and swim and feed her.
All right, Joey, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Stick around, Joey. Get set a quick break with Carrie from DeYoung Family Zoo.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to
this is like... Fridays we like a lot because we bring in like musicians, but starting to dig.
We like what Carrie from the Young Family Zone comes in even more. Even though Joey did have a little accident right in our on our desk here.
We had to clean up on aisle two.
We cleaned up Joey. He's okay.
But we've had kangaroos.
It happens, Joey. Jim has done that here.
Get so excited.
Exactly.
Hey, you have a lot going on up there, and look, we're closing in on the holidays. Tell us a little bit about Christmas.
So we're very excited. This year we will be offering live nativity programs. So Zoo to Use, where we can bring
I'd never heard of this before.
Yeah, we have two adorable camels that love to travel and they love people. So we've decided to start doing the live nativities. We have camels, we have the donkeys, we have sheep. We can set up a whole little live nativity area for festivals or
anyone that's
looking for something fun and hands-on. Our animals love attention and they love people, so we love to give them those opportunities to get out.
How do you transport two camels?
They're very well trained. Okay. So, yeah, they load into a trailer. They'll lay down the whole time we're traveling.
Oh.
Yep. And they're actually broke to ride, so we ride our camels.
And you've been to one of these, Jim?
Well, live nativity scenes. I've been to a number of those. I rode a camel in the Milwaukee at the parade they have in Milwaukee. What's that? The circus parade. Yeah, they have camels there, and I rode those. Just I don't know how much it was, but it was fun. It was different, you know, vibe up there. Who's playing Joseph? Johnny, you could get back into your acting.
I could play Joseph.
You could.
I would kick any other Joseph's ash. I swear to God, I could be such a good
Joseph.
That's
nice to say about a nativity scene.
I'm just being honest. That's nice. Just being honest. Telling you right now.
That's pretty cool. And so people can come up and just really witness this nativity scene.
Yeah, so we're offering them, we will travel and set it up at your facility, and the animals really get a kick out of it, and you'll get a chance to get up close and personal with them. So
do you play Mary?
No, I'm more of a wise woman.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I'd like to be one of the wise guys. I'm bringing the gold.
I still love that Saturday Night Live skit where it's like, Mary, there are three wise men here. Really? Okay, I just gave birth to a baby in a barn, and I want guests now. No. And it's like, yeah. Mary, you look tired. Yeah, maybe because I just had a baby in a barn. So you can be that person.
So you
can have that.
Someone
quality.
Can contact your zoo, and you bring the show to them.
Yes. So we do Zoo to You programs for schools, libraries, nursing homes, and this year we're offering the live nativities. Joey just recently visited a nursing home with us, and he absolutely loved it. He walked the halls, went room to room.
Oh, my gosh.
Met wow. all of the people. We also have a prairie dog named Serafina, and she has those big plastic balls, and she loves to cruise around in it. So she loves going to the nursing homes and going into the different rooms and meeting people.
That's phenomenal. I love that.
I like that Zoo to You. I think that's cool. I want to talk to you about that after. That's really, really cool. Could maybe use that at our shelter.
So when does the nativity road trip start?
We'll start right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, awesome. Yep.
So you can book us through the end of November and the month of December.
What is the most... I appreciate is not the right word, but like you bring different animals to nursing homes. Like what do people like just go absolutely crazy over? I would guess Joey's probably top of the list.
Lots of people love Joey, but they really like the baby goats.
Oh,
we also have mini donkeys. And so they're very active. The baby goats will run around and we do put diapers on them. And the mini donkeys are just very cuddly. And so they're at the perfect height to get up right. close to people's chairs. They'll right. put their head right.
Do you have any alpacas? I can never pronounce that
alpacas.
Word. Alpacas.
Yes, we do have alpacas.
Because we had an alpaca guy on the other day. And the stuffed animals they make after they shear them, that is the softest fur I've ever felt in my lifetime. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing, and actually, if you alpaca socks are one of the best things.
That's
I have
what
for the
they
winter
said.
Time.
They
I wear them every day.
Yeah. No kidding. Mm-hmm. They said they're the warmest socks. That's the
warm
number one thing to have a hard time keeping
the water
stuff.
Away. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Cool stuff, Carrie. Carrie, do you ever wake up in the morning just like, I have to go feed 50 animals every single day of my life?
No.
You just love it, don't you?
Yes.
Carrie, up at the Young Family Zoo, do you want to give any pricing out now for the Zoo to You program? Or do you want people to just call you? Or how do we? I think that's very interesting. I work at a homeless shelter. I think that would be really, really
watch
cool.
This. Watch this.
So we custom build programs for anyone. So we can do any kind of setup for you. So we'll custom build them. And we have a little bit of fee for travel distance
right.
because of where we're
located. I was going to ask that. What is your range?
We'll travel anywhere as long as, okay. but we just have to cover travel fee.
That's so great. I mean, that's. Right, you're doing a great job on campus, but then to take that Zoo to You is very, very unique. I think that could be a lot of fun. I got to talk to you about some ideas I have for the community. I think that would be great. Not just the nativity set, just bringing animals to schools, homeless shelters, wherever. You know, I think people, you know, just gives them an appreciation for things outside their little world.
Our whole goal is to educate people about animals in a fun way and get them to fall in love with animals and want to take care of them
right.
and the planet. So we love doing these offsite programs. We love getting people up close and personal to our animals because that's the one way you're really going to make an impression on somebody is by getting to see, touch, feel, smell, hear them. That leaves an impression on your heart, and that's our goal.
And like I said before, it's not just, and no disrespect to the people that run those tours at zoos, but you make it so much more personable, like I said, about the personalities of the individual animals. That's what I love.
Yeah, every animal is different.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Another cleanup on aisle two here.
Here we go.
You fed them. You know what comes next.
I know he's really letting it go now.
This is the major part of my job right here, feeding
right.
and cleaning up.
Man.
We can
Let's
handle that.
Leave that for Pete.
Pete Schwabe for tonight. Carrie Kramer, DeYoung Family Zoo. Give yourself a plug where you are, what you guys do.
The DeYoungFamilyZoo.com. We are a family-owned and operated zoo. We are open at the zoo May through October, and we have private encounters available year-round at Critter Connections.
Which is something new.
Something new. It's VIP program.
Which
programs.
Is very cool.
Hands-on. You
Took
get
my granddaughters through. They loved it.
Book an appointment today to come get up close and personal with otters, sloths, capybaras, penguins, animals from all over the world.
Outstanding.
It's great.
Sloths have a tood, though. Try being friendly with them. They're just like, don't bother me. Aren't they, though?
Feed me or let
yeah,
me.
Yeah, just leave me alone. Go move on to the penguins.
Joey, thanks for coming in.
More of the time. Thanks very much, everybody. Carrie from the DeYoung Family Zoo. See ya.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up at 10:30, Lou Ann Bird running in the 61st Assembly will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement in hour number two. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.